Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the Free Grace Broadcaster of Spring 2021. If you would like to receive this yourself, these quarterlies that I get at my doorstep every 3 months, just write to chapel@mountzion.org. You don't have to tell them I sent you, but do tell them that you're interested in receiving the Free Grace Broadcaster quarterly, and they'll send it to you free. There's no charge, no obligation. Each quarterly has a subject, a topic. The topic this time around is election and reprobation. We've been following Mr. Pink, Arthur Pink, for the last couple of sessions. Let's do that one more time, as the book calls for it. Arthur W. Pink lived from 1886 to 1952. We've told you about him before, and you know about him. He says the decrees of God, his eternal purpose, the incomprehensible counsels of his will are indeed a great deep. Yet this we know, from first to last, they have a definite relation to Christ, for he is the Alpha and the Omega in all covenant transactions. Beautifully did Spurgeon express it. He's quoting Charles Spurgeon now. Search for the celestial fountain from which divine streams of grace have flowed to us, and you find Jesus Christ as the wellspring of covenant love. If your eyes shall ever see the covenant roll, if you ever shall be permitted in a future state to see the whole plan of redemption as it was mapped out in the chambers of eternity, you shall see the blood-red line of atoning sacrifice running along the margin of every page, and you shall see that from beginning to end, one object was always aimed at, the glory of the Son of God. It therefore seems strange that many who see that election is the foundation of salvation, yet overlook the glorious head of election. And by the way, that is the name of this article, the head of election. In whom the elect were chosen, and from whom they receive all blessings. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1, 3 and 4. Since we were chosen in Christ, it is evident that we were chosen out of ourselves. And since we were chosen in Christ, it necessarily follows that he was chosen before we were. This is clearly implied in the preceding verse, wherein the Father is expressly designated the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, according to the analogy of Scripture, that is, when he is said to be the God of anyone, God was the God of Christ first because he chose him to that grace and union. Christ, as man, was predestined as truly as we were. And so has God to be his God by predestination and free grace. Second, because the Father made a covenant with him in Isaiah 42:6. In view of the covenant made with them, he became known as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And so in view of the covenant he made with Christ, he became his God. Third, because God is the author of all Christ's blessedness. According as he, God, hath chosen us in him means, then, that in election, Christ was made the head of the elect. In the womb of election, he, the head, came out first, adumbrated in every normal birth, and then we, the members. In all things, Christ must have the preeminence, and therefore he is the firstborn in election. In the order of nature, Christ was chosen first, but in the order of time, we were selected with him. We were not chosen for ourselves apart, but in Christ. which denotes three things. First, we were chosen in Christ as the members of his body. Second, we were chosen in him as the pattern that we should be conformed unto. Third, we were chosen in him as the final end, that is, it was for Christ's glory to be his fullness. Isaiah 42:1, behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. That this passage refers to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ is unmistakably plain from the Spirit's citation of it in Matthew 12:15-21. Here then is the grand original of election. In its first and highest instance, election is spoken of and applied to the Lord Jesus. It was the will of the eternal three to elect and predestinate the second person into creature being and existence, so that as God-man, the firstborn of every creature, he was the subject of the divine decrees and the immediate and principal object of the love of the co-essential three. And as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son, considered as God-man, to have life in himself, and to be a fountain of life, of grace and glory unto his beloved spouse, who received her being and well-being from Jehovah's free grace and everlasting love. When God determined to create among all the myriad creatures, both angelic and human, that rose in the divine mind to be brought into being by him, the man, Christ Jesus, was singled out of them and appointed to union with the second person in the Blessed Trinity, and was accordingly sanctified and set up. This original and highest act of election was one of pure sovereignty and amazing grace. The celestial hosts were passed by, and the seed of the woman was determined upon. What shall those say who so much dislike the truth that the heirs of heaven are elected, when they learn that Jesus Christ himself is the subject of eternal election? Nowhere does the sovereignty of God shine forth so conspicuously as in his acts of election and reprobation, which took place in eternity past, and which nothing in the creature was the cause of. God's act of choosing his people in Christ was before the foundation of the world. It was wholly of grace, and all to the praise and glory of it. In nothing else is Jehovah's sovereignty so manifest. Indeed, the highest instance of it was in predestinating the second person in the Trinity to be the God-man. That this came under the decree of God is clear again from the words of the apostle, who verily says, at 1 Peter 1:20, says he, in speaking of Christ, was foreordained before the foundation of the world, and who is said to be laid in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, 1 Peter 2:6. This grand original of election, so little known today, is of such transcendent importance that we dwell upon it a little longer to point out some of the reasons why God was pleased to predestinate the man, Christ Jesus, unto personal union with his Son. Christ was predestinated for higher ends than the saving of his people from the effects of their fall in Adam. First, he was chosen for God himself to delight in, far more so and infinitely above all other creatures. Being united to the second person, the man Christ Jesus was exalted to a closer union and communion with God. The Lord of hosts speaks of him as the man that is my fellow, Zechariah 13:7, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, Isaiah 42:1. Second, Christ was chosen that God might behold the image of himself and all his perfections in a creature, so that his excellences are seen in Christ as in no other, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, Hebrews 1:3, which is spoken of the person of Christ as God-man. Third, by the union of the man Christ Jesus with the everlasting Son of God, the whole fullness of the Godhead was to dwell personally in him, he being the image of the invisible God, Colossians 1:15 and 19. The man Christ Jesus, then, was chosen unto the highest union and communion with God himself. In him the love and grace of Jehovah shine forth in their unsurpassed glory. The Son of God gave subsistence and personality to his human nature, so that the Son of God and his human nature are not merely one flesh as man and wife, which is the closest union with us, nor one spirit only, as is the case between Christ and the church, but one person, and hence this creature nature is advanced to a fellowship in the society of the Blessed Trinity, and therefore to him God communicates himself without measure. If God will love, he must have an object for his love, and the object must have an existence before him to exercise his love upon, for he cannot love a non-entity. It must therefore be that the God-man and the elect in him existed in the divine mind as objects of God's everlasting love before all time. In Christ, the church was chosen from everlasting, the one the head, the other his body, the one being the bridegroom, the other his bride, the one being chosen and appointed for the other. They were chosen together, yet Christ first in the order of the divine decrees. As then Christ and the church had existed in the will, thoughts, and purpose of the Father from the beginning, he could love them and rejoice in them. God, out of his eternal and infinite goodness of love and purposing Christ to become a creature and communicate with his creatures, ordained in his eternal counsel that that person in the Godhead should be united to our nature and to one particular of his creatures, so that in the person of the mediator, the true ladder of salvation might be fixed, whereby God might descend to his creatures, and his creatures ascend unto him. Christ was first elected as head and mediator, and as the cornerstone to bear up the whole building. For the act of the Father's election in Christ supposeth him first chosen to this mediatory work, and to be the head of the elect part of the world. After this election of Christ, others were predestinated to be conformed to this image of his. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That is, to Christ as mediator, and taking human nature, not to Christ barely considered as God, for as God, Christ is nowhere said to be the firstborn among many brethren. This conformity being specially intended in election, Christ was the intention of the Father, the first exemplar and copy of it. One foot of the compass of grace stood in Christ at the center, while the other walked about the circumference, pointing out one here and another there, to draw a line, as it were, between every one of those points and Christ. The Father, then, being the prime cause of the election of some out of the mass of mankind, was the prime cause of the election of Christ to bring them to the enjoyment of that to which they were elected. Is it likely that God, in founding an everlasting kingdom, should consult about the members before he did about the head. Christ was registered at the top of the book of election, and his members after him. It is called, therefore, the book of the Lamb. Now that whole last paragraph that began, Christ was first elected as head and mediator, all of that is from Stephen Charnock, is quoted by Mr. Pink in this article, which was found in Studies in the Scriptures in 1938. That was Pink's periodical. It's called The Doctrine of Election, its grand original. It's available, all of that, from Chapel Library. Thank you so much for being here today, and we understand that some of these things are very deep. And so having the text in front of you might help, or just listening to this audio again. We have the works of other great men of God on this website, their stories, their words. We have hundreds of North Korea audios that will help you in your prayer life for that nation. We have studies on the Quran, Muhammad, prophecy, through the Bible, commentaries. We have over 50 titles on in the store, books that you can buy, very inexpensive. I will send you all of the books I've ever written on a two-disc CD if you just write me. Actually, just click on Give there and give $10 just for the expenses involved in that. I will send it post-paid. You'll never get a notice from me again. It's not like that. And I would just love to send all. I want these books to get out there, okay? 56, I think, books now. They're all available at Amazon if you want to purchase them one at a time. And on Kindle, they're only a dollar each. Also, there's a blog that we put together now. And I'm doing, as I do this, I'm also doing another book on the blog. I think I've done the book on the audio before. And we have a Zoom meeting every Saturday night, 7 o'clock Central, for men at this point. We'd like to have you come and join us. Just send me an email telling me you're interested, that you love the Lord and so on, and that you need fellowship with some men. I'll send you the link to a Zoom meeting. We meet every Saturday night, 7 o'clock Central Time. Also looking for Facebook friends. If you are a Facebook person, and I can imagine why you might not be, it's not a fun place. I had to just get off of Facebook altogether, get rid of 300 and some friends, and start over just finding the Christian people that I want to fellowship with there. And I'd like you to join that. Just go over to Facebook.com and find Bob Faulkner, who lives in Niles, Illinois, and you will find my timeline and so on, and send me a friend request, okay? Well, that's all for this time. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.